I'm going to show you is that I can play the electric guitar as a guitar.
From PodTech, it's time for a disruption. I'm Jason Lopez. PodTech wasn't a presenter at Demo 2006. The word disruption, which VCs hear in pitches all the time, is at the core of the conference. 68 companies gathered to show how their products would create a splash. Here are some that envision a tidal wave.
Stephen Randall of Locomoda.
Locomoda.
Tell me what Locomoda does.
We have proprietary interactive out-of-home networks. So what does that mean? We turn a phone into a remote control. We're talking about the web outside on Wednesday morning. So we believe a lot of the power of the web will be transformed to out-of-home places. So a lot of retail spaces now have screens. We believe that a lot of those screens are going to want to be controlled by consumers. Much the same way as when you come home, you don't want to just be fed information on the TV. You want to watch Seinfeld when you want to watch it. Well, now there's consumers want information wherever they are, whenever they, and when they want it. So if you're walking past a real estate agency, for example, and right now you'd see photographs of a house, maybe the agency is closed, so you can't interact with it. With our technology, they'd have a screen in the window and showing houses. If you're interested, you can phone up the screen, and our software works with any phone, doesn't need any downloadable software. So you can phone up the screen, and then that controls a proxy gateway on the web, which then controls that screen. So then you can browse houses using your phone like a remote control, leave a message for the realtor so they get this 24/7 interaction. And there's lots of vertical markets, not just real estate. So we've got realtor customers.
My name is William Su. The company's name is Gravy. And we are a community-powered search engine.
Now, when you talk about community-powered search, I mean, this seems to be a big theme at the conference. How does Gravy sort of take on that theme?
Gravy is a very different type of search engine. That's on the surface, that's what we are. But our broader mission is to actually create a deeper connection between content owners and content readers and consumers of content. And to do that, search engine is just one way in which content owners usually reach out to their consumers.
Now, how are you in particular defining content owners? Because it means different things to different people.
For us, content owner, in some very broad sense, is anybody with a website. That includes commerce-related content, i.e. if you are a retailer on the web. But our main focus today is really content owners, whether that's a blogger all the way up to USA Today or the Chicago Tribune.
Okay. Now, AdShare is part of your title here. But what is AdShare, and how does that try and tie in with Gravy?
AdShare is one of the two major reasons that we're very different from a traditional search engine. AdShare is a program that flips the business model of traditional search engines on its head. That's what Chris Shipley said. The reason she said that is traditional search engines such as Yahoo, especially Yahoo, to get included in the index, you actually pay them to be included in the index. Gravy is the opposite. We believe you as the content owner or the publisher of content created all the value or most of the value within the equation of creating the search engine. Without you, you have nothing to search on. And we're using your content to serve ads on the side. So we're going to give percentage back, 70% of our revenue back to the content owner within our index as long as you register with us.
70%?
70%. We are approaching both the people like you, so bloggers, kind of micro content creators, because that's really our sweet spot. But we're proactively reaching out to other content providers, local newspapers, vertical magazines, as well as the big old search engine, bigger magazines and bigger kind of online newspapers.
Is it available? Is it online now?
It's online now. So please, you know, tell everyone about it. And it's the only way we're going to, you know, take on Google, because we're just four people.
Well, let's spell it out first, because Gravy is not as obvious as it would sound. Can you spell it for us?
Sure. It's GRAVEE.com.
All right. My name is Patrick Cummings, and I'm CEO for iGuitar, Inc. All right. We're previously Brian Moore Guitars. That's our guitar company. We're now iGuitar, Inc., which owns Brian Moore and iAcoustic and iGuitar brands. You're looking at an iGuitar. We make guitars. As of this show, we've put a modern USB technology inside the guitar. You plug a single USB cable in from the guitar to the computer. It works on a Mac, works on a PC, it works on GarageBand, it works on PC software. So it works on Mac and PC, it works on all the apps. What we've done is turn the electric guitar into a computer peripheral. Because the keyboard players have been having all the fun. Let me show you what I mean.
So you're going into GarageBand, right?
I am. I'm playing in GarageBand What's happening is you've got this MySpace generation of kids. Everyone lives on their computer now, right? And guitarists are left out in the cold. If guitarists needed to connect to the computer, they need external audio interfaces, they need digital interfaces, the AC adapters, plugs, software. It's a mess. You can do what I'm doing with a traditional guitar, but you got, you know, $800 worth of gear hanging around you, okay? Instead, what I'm going to show you is that I can play the electric guitar as a guitar. All right? What you're looking at is the sound coming out of my pickups, but we instead of needing an external audio interface, we convert the streaming digital audio inside the guitar, and we send the information to the computer in the language that it understands, right down the USB cable. So I'm triggering a distortion sound inside GarageBand, and if I want, I can control software instruments, because in the bridge are six individual pickups. We put each string on a separate data channel, and we always send that data down. And now what happens if I want piano? Piano and strings here.
Now you're playing these, so you're playing...
I'm playing an electric guitar, but it sounds like a piano with a string section behind.
This is all working with MIDI.
And I'm triggering the sounds? No, we don't use the word MIDI. Eliminate that word from your vocabulary. It's a standard from the 80s that confused the hell out of, and frustrated guitar players.
What are you using then?
We're using six channels of data, ones and zeros, and we send them into GarageBand to control software instruments, period.
And where can we find it on the web?
iGuitar, www.iGuitar. It's just iGuitar.com.
Great. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Cool, man. We'll talk to you.